we were able to freeze the tax levy again, and actually this would be the fifth straight year we were able to do that. So we feel real good as a board. Everybody worked very hard, the department heads, and everybody came together and really worked hard to put together another budget with zero increase for the taxpayers.
I think one other point that happened during the week was Oneida County then brought back the funding for the dispatch.
It kept us out of a little bit of a pickle. We actually, the budget we presented did include that $33,000 from the county. So if their final budget did not include it, we would have been doing some scrambling to try to find that money from somewhere else. So it did help us that they kept that in there, and we appreciate the effort at the county level by the full county board to recognize the importance of dispatch on this end of the county and just pay their fair share or a cost share for the county. The service we provide over here really does benefit the whole county in a lot of different ways. One, it can act as a backup for the county if their system is down or offline. And we really do provide a lot of services for the county. We dispatch Med 4, Med 5. We dispatch fire and police over here. We dispatch to county over here. We dispatch to state patrol over here. Plus, our police department facility is available 24/7 to all law enforcement in this whole end of the county. So it is what the county is providing is a reflection of the value and an enhancement to public safety for the whole county. So we appreciate that, and we're glad they restored that money. And additionally, the town of Woodruff stepped up this year. They rely on Minocqua Dispatch for their police and fire dispatch, and they increased their contribution this year by over $5,000. So they're contributing about $53,000 now to Minocqua Dispatch. So between the county and the town of Woodruff, we think we'll be able to continue to provide this valuable service over here for at least another year.